It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications. I'm Otto. The surviving members of the Beastie Boys have won a $1.7 million judgment in their copyright lawsuit against Monster Beverage Corporation. The suit was filed in 2012, soon after the death of DJ Ad-Rock. The claim was that Monster used portions of Beastie Boys' track Sabotage, So What You Want, Make Some Noise, and Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun in a Beastie Boys Mega Mix video to promote a show, all without the band's knowledge or permission. After an eight-day trial, the jury found in favor of the band, though Monster's lawyers said they would appeal. Dave Brocky, lead singer of Gwar, died of an accidental heroin overdose. The Virginia Office of the Chief Medical Examiner released its months-long findings that Brocky's cause of death was, quote, acute heroin toxicity and the manner of death is accidental, unquote. Brocky, a.k.a. Odorous Arungus, was found unresponsive by his roommate March 23rd at his house in Richmond, Virginia. The musician was laid to rest April 1st in his hometown. Axl Rose says there are two finished Guns N' Roses albums to follow up 2008's Chinese Democracy that could come out in the near future. Axl told Revolver magazine the band had recorded a lot of things before Chinese Democracy came out, and he calls those recordings the second half of Chinese Democracy. There is also a complete Chinese Democracy remix album. Axl added he did not have a timeline for when the albums would come out, but that he intended to address it after the band concluded its current residency in Las Vegas. Meanwhile, Guns N' Roses will release their new concert movie, Appetite for Democracy 3D, in theaters one night only, June 18th. The concert movie then hits retailers and DVD and Blu-ray July the 1st. The concert features footage from the band's 25th anniversary of Appetite for Destruction show from November of 2012. Hell Yeah's new Blood for Blood album is streaming in its entirety in a YouTube playlist. The album's due out June 10th, which would be this Tuesday. It's available for pre-order on both Amazon and iTunes. You can listen to the album in the Rock Report blog. And Limp Bizkit will release their upcoming single Endless Slaughter on cassette only. It will be the first song released off their upcoming Stampede of the Disco Elephants album, which is expected out this year. The band posted on their Facebook page that the single will be only available on cassette and only at their shows. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.